Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Welcome.
We're still having our season three debate on who starts the podcast out. So we just stand there smiling at each other until one person starts talking.
You go. No, you go. No, you go.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny. I'm glad you started. I have a topic for today, and I hope that, okay, Josh doesn't know what it is, and I know that you as the listener don't know what it is, except probably you do because it's going to be in the title. So, but for the moment in which we are recording this, I'm the only one who knows the topic. I wanted to propose the topic of collaboration over competition. And
I love it already.
All right. Okay. So I think that we've lived in a time where competition has been like really put in the forefront of things. Like it's important to climb the ladder and be on top and all of these things, at least in the US, is like built into the American dream. And I know you could argue that, and I'm not going to talk politics. That's not what I'm trying to do. Okay. But I think we were really coming into, I was going to say a season, but I don't think it's a season. I think it's a shifting of an era or shifting of an age. I don't think it's the same as shifting from the church age to the kingdom age, but maybe it is. But I think we're shifting from like this need to build up self to this place of needing to rely on one another for the whole thing to advance. Does that make sense? And so I don't think it is, no longer are we relying on the lone wolves. There's strength and power in numbers. And I think that we're really coming into a place where collaboration is 100% needed more than competition. What do you think?
Yes. I don't know that I, at the moment, I have like a super deep thought on it, but there's something in me that was stirring when you were talking about this, that was like having the thought, this is already starting to happen.
Oh yeah.
Like in society, in culture, in, and I think, okay, here's a thought. There's a lot of people who give younger generations, I think it's just normal for an older generation to give a younger generation like, oh, they're doing it differently than we were, and we don't like that. And like you and I've had this conversation all the time about like crypto and NFTs and like even like Pokemon cards or people buying and selling shoes. Like there's a lot of people who don't understand why, but it is what's happening and it is where value is. But what I think that's doing is it's the younger generations have a sense of community and collaboration that I don't think some of the older generations did. My wife and I have had this conversation several times about how there's something in American culture. I don't know if it's everywhere. I'm American, so I know it's an American culture.
Yeah.
That is like self-made man. And a desire to be self-made. And so it's like, oh, well, my parents and my family did this, but I'm a self-made millionaire. And I, you know, I started a business and I did this. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's the journey you're on. But I think one thing that it lacks is the collaboration and the community piece of it. And there's like part of me that's like, oh, like I don't want to be self-made. Like I want to do it through relationship with the people around me. And I think that that's, yeah, I think that that's significant. There's a quote by a pastor that I've listened to in the past. And he says, if the vision God has given you for your life, you can accomplish by yourself, it's not big enough. And I'm like, yeah, like there's, from the beginning of time, I think God created things to function through family and community. And you could argue it's the same thing, but you know, those, it's important. And I think that's how we were made to function. And there is, like, I don't want to vilify either one of them though, because I think, like, I'm just thinking about competition and I'm like, man, without competition, like sometimes competition drives innovation. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, my competitor is doing it this way. How can I do it better? And so right. Sometimes it drives amazing things. And sometimes it drives divides.
Right. Well, I think that's the line that we need to define at this point, because there is healthy competition, the kind that doesn't divide, the kind that spurs you forward, right? Yeah. It's like the Wright brothers and everyone's trying to figure out how to fly, right? Who's going to build the first airplane? And there's this healthy competition that is driving innovation. But I think when it sets you so far apart that you wind up being that lone wolf and it can only be about you and not about, I guess the pure sake of innovation, you know, I think that's where it kind of becomes an unhealthy competition. And I even think, let me give you a really good example of something that has happened recently. So my husband and I, Jason, we have a business together and it's called Podcast Solutions, and we produce podcasts and we have studios locally, and you've seen the studios in some of our past episodes and we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. Well, we have the business structured in a very specific way with pricing and what we offer and all of these things. And we've had that, I don't know, for about a year and a half or so at the time of this recording. And about a month ago, there's someone who is very influential in our city who came out with a very, very similar business and business plan. Pricing guides are pretty much the same. Setup, services, all the things pretty same. It's not like it was some huge innovative thing that we did, but it really felt like, well, first it felt like a slap in the face because we're still human.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And then it was like, well, I'll show them. You know, like that's how I felt. And like that competitiveness really came out, and I've been thinking about it. And even just in the last week, that competition thing has like completely come out of me. And I haven't even talked to Jason about this. I don't know if he would agree with me or not, but now I'm at the point of, I wonder if there's a way we could collaborate so that if there are clients that we can't serve, we can refer them to them and vice versa. Yeah. And maybe we can help troubleshoot things. And not that we need to like be the same business, but right. Is there a healthy way to have a competitor without it being divisive? Like nothing in me wants to be against that business. And that's where I really had to come to. And it's not because I forced myself there. That is like innately who I am. I don't want to divide with anybody over anything like that. And so I think there's something, again, I think it's shifting though, because it's not just in my one example. I think it's all over the place. And I think about Josh, when you were talking, the thing that I was really thinking about, you were talking about being a self-made, whatever person, entrepreneur, yeah, business owner, millionaire, whatever it is. And I think what's left out of that is legacy.
Mm.
And even though legacy is often associated with family, mm-hmm, I think that it has to do with all kinds of things. Like you think about Thomas Edison or Albert Einstein, and though you don't think about their descendants, they absolutely left a legacy. Mm-hmm. I have a light shining on me right now that wouldn't be possible had the light bulb not been invented.
Right.
Right. Like there are a lot of advancements that we are still reaping from that legacy that they left, you know? Mm, and I think that's really where I want to go with this. Like, I think in innovation, there's a legacy that is being left, but there's also a legacy that you're playing from. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you make it about just yourself, you kind of cut off that, I don't even know what to call it, like that glorious place of legacy where there's honor for those that came before you and there's honor for those that are going to come after you. Right. And I think that's really the piece that's missing from, if we're just using competition, and I don't want to vilify it either. I think you're right to say that. But that unhealthy competition area, I think that's what we're cutting out. And I mean, as the body of Christ, listen, if we're sons of God, right, and we're operating as the body of Christ, and we talk about this all the time, we really love to compare it to a real body, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm left-handed, but my right hand is not jealous. And it doesn't compete with my left hand to write all the things, or my left hand doesn't compete with my right hand to control the mouse. Right. But they can operate similarly. And honestly, with a lot of the same function without having to be against each other. And sometimes they come together and they work together to really make things happen. And I really, really believe that's how we're supposed to be in the body as well.
Yeah.
I think gone are the times of dividing because you're too similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all of these sects and denominations and whatever of the church, like I think that's going away. And I think it needs to, because we need to be able to unite over the things that we're united on and grow and flourish in the things that we are different in.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. It makes me think of the conversation we had with Mark Wilburn. I think it was the first time he was on the show. And he talked about legacy, and he was like, there's two ways of leaving a legacy, like, or two ways of leaving a legacy, two ways of living forever. Like one of them is sort of the mystical, like extreme long physical life. And the other one is leaving a legacy, and whether that's an invention or knowledge like that you leave that lives forever, or if that's creating a family line where, you know, for hundreds of years, there are family lines that we recognize their name because they have left a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's people who do it like different ways, and but I really do, like, I'm so with you that we're moving into a time of like where we are collaborating more and where we need to be collaborating more.
Right. Right.
I think the monopoly, the splitting off, like you can't have a healthy body if you're constantly splitting off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we've talked about this a lot, but that's an autoimmune disease.
Like, it is an autoimmune disease. Like, that is the very definition of an autoimmune disease, is when one part of your body is fighting the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that that's, it's important. We're coming into a time when that's really important.
Yeah. I've definitely been feeling it a lot. And I am amazed. I don't ever want to come off and like make you think that I think this is like super unique to me or something. Like, this is like, this is the revelation that Kim got, and only she got it, and she's releasing it into the world. It's not. Like, I've been in some spaces recently where this is shining through, and it is naturally coming out of people. And I will tell you, it's naturally coming out of people in the secular space, the people who aren't focused on kingdom. And if even they are getting it, then even more so, shouldn't we who are operating as sons, shouldn't we be leading that charge? Shouldn't we be the first to love? We're not always.
Not always.
And it's okay. Like, we're human. And I don't know that perfection is always achieved or held consistently, at least not in my life. But I also know that that's what we're called to do, right? Like, people are going to know us by our love. And I think one of those ways we can show love is by collaborating instead of dividing, even when there's so many similarities. I think that's the craziest thing. Okay. So, like, I have a business, somebody starts a business that is like almost exactly the same. And then my first reaction is like, divide.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, how do you not see all of the similarities? Right? Like, there's so much in common. Why would you not instinctively go to uniting? Isn't that an interesting reaction? Is it just me? Like, I think that is, it's fascinating that that would be the first reaction. Mm-hmm. And is that learned? Yeah. Is it nature?
Nah, I think it's learned.
I think it's learned. I think you're right.
I think there's a lot of things that we write off as nature that are just learned because we've had that mindset for so long. We can't imagine it not just being who we are.
Yeah. Well, I want to learn to default to collaboration. I think unity feels so much better. I don't love being divided from people. I don't know. It kind of feels gross now. Doesn't that kind of feel gross?
Yeah, it does. And I think you're starting to see that in more and more places. Like, here's sort of a political example.
Okay.
I was listening to an interview last week, and it was a interviewer who is interviewing someone who regularly also does interviews. And they were talking about how their viewership on political episodes is like significantly reduced from what it was 4 or 5 years ago. But when they have interviews where people are like talking about new technology or things in society, like, the viewership's normal or high. And both of them were sort of like, man, what is that? Like, that used to be our bread and butter. And I think it's because it's so polarizing. Like, people are like, I don't want that level of polarization anymore.
Yeah, I think politics is a great example to use. Because I really think, at least in the US, and I can only imagine it's similar in other places I could be way off to. At least in the US, it's like, it has been in the last 4 years as divided as I could have ever imagined it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And people that I know and love, like, want to divide because we have different political views, which is just wild to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, but again, we're on this journey of like appreciating other people's perspectives and knowing that they're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I even just saw, I don't peruse Facebook very often. Just truth. It's like doom scrolling for me. But I was on Facebook today and I saw something about one party and how terrible they are and all of the things. And I just thought, like, how could you even try to put half of a population into that category and just assume everyone is horrible? Like, I think it's a drastic oversight. You know, we're really taking humanity. It's a gross
generalization.
Like, it is. I think we're trying to take kind of the humanity out of these people groups, you know, and I honestly don't think that we're just a bunch of bots walking around.
Right.
And I really do think we each hold a valuable and important piece of the Father that probably no one else is carrying. And it's important to be able to see those things in other people and appreciate some of the differences, because I don't have that. So I'm glad you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think recognizing the differences and the similarities, like, I'm sure our listeners get tired of us talking about perspective because we do it all the time, but it's so important. It's so important, but also I think you can. Okay. Perspective is important because in these situations, you need to be able to step back and say, okay, well, that comment was like so broad, it couldn't possibly be true. Like, there may be elements of truth in it, but it can't be a true statement because it's so broad, it couldn't possibly fit everything. And so you need to be able to step back and see perspective. And perspective really helps you when you are opposing someone to be like, hey, like, oh, I see pieces in what you're saying that I agree with. It helps you find common ground.
Yeah.
But I do think you can go so far back in perspective that you have an opinion about nothing. You're just so like, nothing matters.
Sure.
And I don't think that's quite the point either.
Like, I don't think so either.
Yeah. And so there's perspective to be had on perspective.
There's perspective to be had on perspective. It's true. I'm someone who, growing up, like, you know how some people like really don't want to be different, and then some people like really want to be different. I was someone who like really valued that I was unique growing up. And so, I mean, kind of normal school stuff, people didn't love that always, you know. But I still really value the uniqueness in myself and in others. And I don't think it is about just, like you said, not having a perspective at all, you know, but it really is holding value and honor, maybe, for things that are different than you, and knowing that even though you don't hold them as well, they're valuable. Like, it's important and it's needed. Right. And I think that's where we get back to the competition and collaboration. This isn't all a competition, right? Just because someone's like polar opposite of you, that doesn't mean that you should be competing with them because they're wrong. In fact, it means that together you're probably making a more full picture, you know, of humanity in general. I don't know. So I think the perspective piece that you're talking about, Josh, is really important, because if we can just shift to, instead of red alert, something's different than me, somebody thinks something different than me, to like, oh, I bet that holds value. I may not understand it, but there's a reason it's there. I don't know. I guess that's my two cents.
No, I think this is a good conversation. It's a good thing to understand. I think it's important that we recognize that this is happening in society so that we can participate in it.
Yeah.
So that, like, just like your example of your like stuff going on in business, like if you hadn't have been open to this concept and been pondering it, then your reaction wouldn't have eventually been, let's find a way to collaborate. It would have stayed in the normal response of, oh, we got to find a way to undercut them or get more business, or what do we got to do? Like,
right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to like, I don't even know how to say this. Well, I don't feel like I now have something to prove. And I don't even know if these other people would ever want to collaborate, but I'm not building that wall.
Right.
I'm not keeping that door closed and locked. Like, not doing that. And if they don't want to do something, that's fine. And I would never push it on anyone. But I think, at least for me, there's so much more peace on being open to it and not seeing someone else as the enemy. Oh my gosh, that could be our next conversation.
Perfect. We have our next topic, people. You heard it here first.
Okay, let's wrap it.
Sounds good. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.